家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
当我们谈到救恩啊，一定会谈到罪。
When we talk about salvation, we also have to talk about sin.
啊，因为如果没有罪，就不需要救恩。
Because if there was no sin, then we will not need salvation.
啊，那为什么很多人他不愿意信耶稣？
Why do a lot of people not want to believe in Jesus?
因为他觉得我没有罪啊，我为什么要信耶稣？
Because they feel like they have no sin, so then they don't need Jesus.
那如果一个人真的觉得我有罪，他一定会信耶稣。
But if a person truly feels that they have sin, then they will want to believe in Jesus.
那我们先来看旧约圣经的有提到罪的一些，我们看传道书第七章二十节。
Let's look at some passages in the Old Testament talking about sin. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20.
传道书第七章二十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20.
请读。
Verse 20, for there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin.
这个地方讲啊，常常行善的义人哦，实在是没有。
It says here, there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin.
Yeah. 有时候我们觉得好像圣经的话跟事实不一样。
Sometimes you might feel like the words of the Bible are different from reality.
我们看世界上很多人行很多善事。
We might look around on this world and we see many people doing good things.
难道他们有罪吗？
Do they have sin?
这个重要的关键是常常行善，那什么是善？
The question is to do good, what is good?
因为人讲的善跟神讲的善差很多。
Because the good that man talks about is very different from the good in the eyes of God.
人讲的善是人定的标准。
What is good to man is based on man's standards.
那神讲的善是神定的标准。
But what is good in the eyes of God are according to God's standards.
那我们就来看神讲的善是什么。
So let's look at what is good in the eyes of God.
我们看米迦书。
Let's look at Micah.
米迦书的六章八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
米迦书六章八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
这个地方讲啊，神已经指示你何为善。所以这个第一个神看什么是善的。
Here it says, he has shown you what is good in the eyes of God.
第二个，他向你所要的是什么？
Second, what does the Lord require of you?
所以神要我们什么？要我们行他看是善的。
What does the Lord require? He requires that we do what is good in his eyes.
那接下去神看善的就是有三件事情。
And in the eyes of God, there are three things that are good.
第一件事情要行公义。
First is to do justly.
那第二件事情好怜悯。
Second, to love mercy.
第三件事情，存谦卑的心跟神同行。
And third, to walk humbly with your God.
这个行公义啊，公义是什么？
What does it mean to do justly? What is just?
公义就是神认为对的。
What is just is what is right in the eyes of God.
那我们在世界上公义是什么？法律认为对的。
In this world, what is just?Just is according to what is according to the law of people.
那这个差很多。
And this is very different.
所以神看人看为善的，在神不一定是对的。
So what is good in man's eyes may not be good in the eyes of God.
比方说，现在美国我们最常遇到的问题可不可以堕胎
？For example, a very common problem in America is abortion.
你如果法律来讲当然可以，这是你的自由。
According to the law in California, this you can do. This is your freedom.
这是你的权利。
This is your right.
但是回到圣经，
But if we return to the Bible,
生命是神造的。
Life was created by God.
所以人没有权利拿掉神造的生命。
And man does not have the right to take away what God has created.
因此这个对错就非常大的不同。
So there is a big gap between what is right and wrong.
这是第一个。那第二个，好怜悯。
And second, to love mercy.
这个好怜悯是对别人。
This is to show mercy to others.
那第三个。
And third,
我们跟神的关系。
It's about our relationship with God.
存谦卑的心跟神同行。
We need to walk with Him humbly.
所以常常行善的义人世界上实在是没有。那真的每一天在做这三件事情实在是没有。
So it is true that there is really no one who does all these three things, these good things in the eyes of God, always.
我们看诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇的第九节。
Verse 9.
诗篇九十篇的第，我们从第七节开始，七八九。
Psalm chapter 90, verses 7, 8, and 9. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh.
这个地方讲第八节。
In verse 8.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前。
It says, you have set our iniquities before you.
这个你是谁？天上的神。
You here is referring to our God in heaven.
所以在神来讲人没有秘密。
Before God, man has no secrets.
一切都是赤露敞开的。
Everything is clear before him.
我们的过去。
Our past.
我们的现在。
Our present.
我们的将来。
Our future.
神都知道。
God knows.
神知道我们外面的行为。
God knows our outward conduct.
神知道我们里面的心思意念。
And he knows our inner hearts and thoughts.
神听到我们在隐秘处讲的话。
He knows what we have spoken in secret.
神知道我们做人做事的动机。
He knows all our motivations for what we do.
所以用神的标准来讲我们每一天都有罪所以神将我们的罪摆在神的面前。
So in his eyes, according to his standards, we all have sin, and our sins are before him.
然后神将我们的隐恶摆在你的面光中。
And in verse 8, it says, our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
什么是隐恶？
What are secret sins?
第一个就是我们在暗中犯的罪。
First are the sins that we commit in the dark.
那第二个是
secretly.
有的时候连我们自己犯的罪自己也不知道。
And second would be sins that we commit that we don't even know, we are unaware of.
但是在神面前这个都是赤露敞开的。
But before God, these are very clear.
那这个罪会带给我们什么结果？
What is the result of our sins?
如果我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊慌。
For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified.
神是慈爱的。
God is loving.
好像父亲。
Like a father.
神也是公义的。
He is just.
所以在神的公义之下人犯罪就会有神的愤怒。
And in because of his justice, when we sin, we must encounter his wrath.
那我们如果看第九节。
And verse 9.
我们的日子都在你的震怒之下。
For all our days have passed away in your wrath.
所以神的公义没有改变。
God's justice has not changed.
那如果他很爱我们那我们又犯很多罪得罪他那怎么办
And if he loves us but we sin so much against him what should we do
神的怜悯就要实行
And his mercy appears
那神的怜悯就是耶稣基督来到世界带给我们的救恩
And his mercy appeared in the form of the Lord Jesus Christ who came to this world to bring us salvation
所以这个救恩满足神的两个本性
So the salvation grace of Jesus Christ manifests the two natures, divine natures of God.
一个就是神的公义。
First is his justice.
在他的标准之下，我们都有罪。
Because according to his standard, we are all sinners.
有神的愤怒。
And we must face his wrath.
然后神的慈爱在救恩中显明。
But the second nature is his love, which is also manifested in his salvation.
所以我们现在看罗马书的第一章。
So let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
有时候我们看十八节第一章十八节。
Verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
这个十八节讲神的愤怒显明在一切不虔诚不义的人身上。
Verse 18 says, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
这个地方把不虔诚、不义跟愤怒都连在一起。
This verse connects ungodliness, unrighteousness, and the wrath of God.
那不虔诚是什么？
What is ungodliness?
虔诚跟神有关吗？
Godliness relates to God.
所以不虔诚就是心里没有神。
The ones who are ungodly are those who have no God in their heart.
或者说，虽然我们知道有神，不把神当作神在敬畏。
Or they know there is God, but they do not fear Him.
因此如果我们看罗马书的在记载里面我们一生是有报应的。
And if we look at Romans, we see that there needs to be retribution in our lives.
Punishment. 不是说我怎么活，活到最后死就完了。
It's not just that we live how we want and then we die and that's it.
人生是有报应的。
There is retribution for what we do.
我们先来看第二章，罗马书的第二章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 2.
罗马书的第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
Okay, 第六节。
Verse 6, who will render to each one according to his deeds?
第七节。
Verse 7, eternal life to those who by patient continuance and doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality.
第八节。
8, but to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath.
Okay. 第九节。
Verse 9, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek.
第十节。
Verse 10, but glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
这个第六节开始就在讲神要照个人的行为报应个人。
Starting from verse 6, this passage says that God will repay each one according to their conduct.
所以有神就会有报应。
Because there is God, there will be retribution.
那神要怎么报应？
And how will God repay us?
第七节。
Verse 7.
恒心行善，寻求荣耀尊贵，这样的人就要以永生来报应他。
To those who do good and who seek glory, honor, and immortality, they will have eternal life.
那个行善，那个善就是米迦书六章八节。
And those who do good, and that good is according to what was mentioned in Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
所以如果我们一辈子一直很认真去做米迦书六章八节。
If all our lives we diligently try to live out according to Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
那神就要以荣耀尊贵不朽坏的福气给他。
Then God will give glory and imperishable
就是天国的永生。
Eternity to them, which is the eternal life in heaven.
那如果一个人他不敬畏神，
but one who does not revere God,
我知道神，但是我不把他当一回事。
Who know God but do not revere or fear Him?
我知道圣经的诫命，我把它当作一种建议。
or one who knows the Bible but sees the commandments only as suggestions.
啊，我喜欢的我就做，我不喜欢的我就不做。
Who do only what they please and don't do what they don't want.
哦，那第八节啊，就啊，以愤怒啊，愤恨、恼怒报应他们。
And it says in verse 8 that they shall be repaid with indignation and wrath.
好，然后第九节。
And verse 9.
将患难困苦加给一切作恶的人。
As well, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil.
好，那这个恶是什么？
What is evil?
恶就是善的相反嘛。
The evil is the opposite of good.
哦，就是弥迦书六章八节这三点是善的。
So in Micah chapter 6 verse 8 says what is good.
哦，但是我不做这个三点，我反过来做这个三点的相反。
So if
这个就是恶。
Don't do what is mentioned in Micah 6:8, and we do the opposite, then that is evil.
哦，所以不是杀人放火，这才是恶的。
So it's not just that if we murder, then we are evil.
哦，我故意不认识神。
If we purposefully do not recognize God.
哦，这个也是恶。
This is also considered evil.
哦，所以罗马书第一章在谈到恶，它第一个提到就是故意不认识神。
So the first evil mentioned in Romans chapter 1 are those who intentionally do not know God.
好，我们接下来回来看我们早上读过的。
And we can look back at what we read this morning.
二十节，第一章二十节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
所以最大的罪是什么?
What is the greatest sin?
最大的罪就是故意不认识神。
It is to purposefully not recognize God.
所以没有一个人能够在神面前推诿说没有神。
So no one can before God shrink back and say there is no God.
因为圣经说神的本性神的存在，你没有办法说没有。
Because of God, His existence, His divine nature, and all that is around us, the creation, we cannot deny His existence.
好，那故意不认识神，接下去就会产生很多的罪。
And those who purposefully do not recognize God will then go down a path of sin.
因为我们第二章刚刚讲人有报应。
And later in chapter 2, it talks about retribution.
那你如果故意不认识神，就报应也没有了。
And if we purposely do not know God, then it's like we deny retribution.
那如果把神都摆在一旁，报应都没有，那你要怎么做就怎么做，随便你。
Then you feel like you could do whatever you want. There's no retribution for your actions.
这个对人来讲叫做自由。
To people, this sounds like freedom.
为什么我不拜神？因为不拜神很自由。
Why do I not want to worship God? Because in not worshiping Him, I am free.
但是从信仰来讲，这个叫做放纵。
But according to faith, this is
放纵啊，放纵就是偏情己路啊，照自己的意思来生活。
This is just self-will, like doing whatever you want to do.
因为我们人有自己的欲望。
Because we have our own desires.
那如果有神，虽然我们有自己的欲望，我们会去控制。
But because we have God, even if we might have our own desires, we should control them.
好的欲望，我们可以去追求满足。
If it is a good desire, we can pursue it.
那如果是罪的欲望，我们会靠着神去把它克服。
But if it is a sinful desire, then we can rely on God to help us overcome it.
但是如果我认为没有神。
But if we believe there is no God.
欲望带给人短暂的快乐。
Then our desires can lead to a short-term happiness.
所以人活在这种满足欲望的快乐中。
And so people just end up living in from short happiness to short happiness, fulfilling their lusts.
有没有快乐? 有。
Is there happiness? Yes.
但是是在罪里面。
But it is in their sin.
那为什么会这样呢?
And why is it?
因为故意不认识神。
Because they purposefully do not recognize God.
好，我们现在看，故意不认识神，第二个结果是什么？
Now let's look at what is the second result of purposefully not recognizing God.
好，我们回到第一章，罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
第一章的21节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 21.
我们刚刚读过这个21节下半句。
And we read this earlier, the second half.
故意不认识神，第一个，他思念变为虚妄。
They purposefully did not know God and became futile in their thoughts.
第二个, 无知的心变为昏暗。
And their foolish hearts were darkened.
那22节, 第三个, 他的聪明变成愚拙。
Professing to be wise, they became fools.
我们一生会怎么生活是从我们的心发出来的。
How we live our lives comes from our hearts.
所以一个人如果把神拿掉,
If a person removes God,
他所有的计划都是空的。
Then all of their plans are in vanity.
这希望这个字就是传道书所罗门用的。
And this vanity is what the King Solomon used in his book.
传道书里面，所罗门在讲人生，一开始虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
In Ecclesiastes, in the beginning of that book, he says, vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
而为什么所罗门会活出一个虚空的生活？
Why did King Solomon live a vain life?
因为他虽然知道有神。
Because though he knew God,
但是他的生活本身神是在一旁跟神没有关系啊。
But in his life, he set God aside so that God had nothing to do with his life.
他生活的目标就是要满足他自己的欲望。
His purpose in life was just to fulfill his desires.
那这跟神创造人的目的不一样。
And this is different from the purpose that God created people.
神创造人的目的是要荣耀他的名。
God created people in order to glorify his name.
那所罗门他一生的想法跟荣耀神的名没有关系啊。
And Solomon, in his mind, he never thought about glorifying God's name.
那没有关系就是虚妄。
And when there is no thought about that, then everything is in vain.
所以活到最后什么都没有啊。
So in the end, he had nothing.
所以人如果故意不认识神，他的思念就变成虚空。
So if a person purposefully denies or does not know God, then his end will be vain.
那接下去，他的心变成昏暗。And
next, their foolish hearts were darkened.
为什么？
Why?
这里讲无知，就是对神不认识。It
says here that they became fools, so they had no knowledge of God.
那对神不认识，我们的判断就会错误。
When we have no knowledge of God, then we will lack discernment.
那判断错误就好像在黑暗里面，你自己不晓得跑到哪里去。
When we lack discernment, it's like we are in the darkness. We don't know where to go.
所以有的人我们看在世界上好像很聪明。
Some people in the world, we might look at them and feel like they're very smart.
但是人生的基本大方向不对。
But the basic major direction of a person's life, they did not have correct.
那大方向不对就是在黑暗里面。
And if the main purpose and direction of their life is incorrect, that means they are living in darkness.
因为他是对神的没有神的知识。
Because they have no knowledge of God.
所以我们到最后，我们活得一辈子什么也没有。
And at the end of their life, it is all in vain.
好，那我们再看22节。
Let's read verse 22.
自称为聪明，反是愚拙。
Professing to be wise, they became fools.
在人看起来很聪明，在神看起来是很愚拙的。
In front of man, they might appear wise, but before God, they are fools.
为什么?
Why?
因为他不知道有永生。
Because they do not know there is eternal life.
也不知道有地狱。
They do not know there is hell.
他不知道真正的平安是从神的同在来的。
They don't know that true peace comes from the abidance of God.
他不知道人生最大的满足是神充满在我们里面。
They don't know that the most fulfilling part of a man's life is when God is with us.
所以这样的话，虽然是很聪明，但是在神看起来这是愚拙的。
So when a person appears wise to others, but they can become fools in God's eyes.
但是故意不认识最大的危险是23节。
But the greatest risk and danger to not knowing God is in verse 23.
请。
Verse 23, and change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things.
所以故意不认识到最后就会什么？拜偶像。
Those who purposefully do not know God will in the end worship idols.
那有的人讲，我没有，我没有拜什么有形的偶像。
Some might say, I don't worship any idols.
其实一个故意不认识神啊，他自己就坐在神的座位啊。
But actually, a person who purposefully does not know God has himself sat in the place of God.
他就取代了神啊。
He himself takes the place of God.
所以他自己就是神啊。
He himself is like his own God.
所以这个叫做变成偶像了。
So he has become his own idol.
那这个是最大的，从圣经来讲啊，这是最大的罪。
And according to the Bible, this is the greatest sin.
那从第一章的后面，如果我们从22节开始，就会看到有三个神任凭他们。
And then from verse 22 onwards, we can see what God gave them up to.
那个英文叫 give up 放弃了。
It's like God gave up on them.
所以有时候我们常常会听人讲，如果有神，这个世界这么罪恶，为什么神不做什么，做了一些事情呢？
Some people will say, if there is really God in this world, then why does this or that happen? And why doesn't God do anything?
所以把这个世界的罪恶归于神，没有什么行动。
And they blame God for not doing anything.
所以这个表示神有责任，我没有责任了。
And they say that God has the responsibility, but they themselves do not have the responsibility.
但是罗马书第一章里面就在讲，任凭 give up, 这是神放弃的。
And in Romans chapter 1, it talks about how God gave up on them.
神已经借着他的创造来显明有他。
God has already shown his existence through his creation.
所以你就故意不认识他。
But if we purposefully do not know him,
那神就放弃了，随便啊，你就是不要，就随便你。
Then God has given up on them, so they can just go and do whatever they want. He has given them up.
你要拜偶像就去拜吧。
If you want to worship idols, he lets them do that.
神就任凭放弃了。
So he gave them up.
好，那我们再看第二个神的任凭放弃。
And so what's the second thing God gave them up to?
从26节一直到27节。
From verse 26 to 27.
请。
26, for this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged their natural use for what is against nature. 27, likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due.
这个26节到27节在讲什么？
What are these verses talking about?
你看26节讲，女人把顺性的用处变成逆性的用处，男人也是如此。这个就是在讲同性恋。
This is talking about homosexuality.
男跟女结婚，这是神的创造。
When God created us, He created a man and a woman to marry.
那女跟女结婚，就是把顺性的益处变成逆性的用处。
And when two women marry, then that is exchanging the natural use for what is against nature.
那如果我们在美国待很久，你就知道80年代，很多人觉得同性恋是罪。
If you've been living in America for a long time, then you'll know that back in the 1980s, most people thought that homosexuality was a sin.
因为那个时候宗教信仰还是很普遍。
Because in those days, faith was actually more common.
那到90年代呢，同性恋不是罪，它是病，所以你要同情它。
And then in the 1990s, it was homosexuality was considered not a sin, but a disease, and that we needed to help these people.
那到了再过十年以后，
And in another 10 years,
同性恋是 他的自由。
Homosexuality became a freedom.
那这些接下去呢, 同性恋是他的权利。
And nowadays, homosexuality is a right.
所以权利就是你要尊重他。
Which means that we need to respect them.
那这样一直演变下去啊。
And this keeps changing.
为什么神不做什么事情呢?
Why doesn't God do anything?
因为你本来就知道这个是不对的吧。
Because we already knew this was wrong.
但是你要坚持下去, 神就任凭你啊, 随便。
But if you want to persist in it, then God has given them up to it.
所以越演变越厉害, 现在变成文化的一部分。
And now it's even worse, it's a main part of our culture.
现在大的主流教派都用同性恋都分裂。
Now all the main religions and denominations acknowledge homosexuality and accept it.
看最近的报纸啊，连天主教的教皇啊，都说神父可以为同性恋祝福。
And most recently, even the Pope of the Roman Catholics allowed them to bless the marriages of homosexuals.
这是一个非常大的改变。
This is a major change.
祝福就是这个不是罪吧？
To bless that union means that it is no longer a sin.
所以你才可以祝福啊。
Then you can bless it.
那我们要看那个摩门教。
If we look at the Mormons.
摩门教本来是反对同性恋的。
They also were originally against homosexuality.
所以我们还记得，大概20年前，在加州有投票，说同性恋是不。 婚姻是一个男对一个女的，同性恋是不对的，结果通过了。
20-some years ago, there was a proposition in California that said that marriage should be between a man and a woman, and that proposition passed.
有一个教派投入很多的钱。And
there was a religion that put in a lot of money for that proposition.
广告，结果后来这个议案就通过了。And
they put a lot of money in doing ads, and ultimately that proposition passed.
这个教派是什么？摩门教。
And what denomination was it that put all the money in? It was the Mormons.
因为摩门教很有钱啊。
Because they are very wealthy.
但是现在摩门教允许同性恋。
Nowadays, though, the Mormons also allow homosexual marriages.
所以这个整个文化已经挡不住了。
So you cannot block this culture anymore.
但是神的意思不是这样。
But this is not the will of God.
不是这样，怎么会变这样？
If it wasn't His will, then how did it become so?
因为神就任凭嘛, 随便你做。
Because God has given them up.
那接下去的第三个任凭, 哈,
And the third thing God gave them up for, too.
28节。 Verse 28.
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind, to those things which are not fitting.
所以这里讲，故意不认识神，就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行不合宜的事。那接下去就是讲一切的罪。And
the subsequent verses talks about all the different types of sins.
如果没有神，没有报应，那你怎么做？随便你。
If there is no God and no retribution, then you can do whatever you want.
所以在第二章在讲，虽然神任凭，但是第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1, it says, it talks about how even though God gave them up.
Okay. 好，那我们从第二章的13节来看。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 13.
有的人会讲，如果我没有听过福音。
Some people might say, well, if I did not hear the gospel.
那神用圣经的话来审判我，这个不公平啊。
Then it would be unfair for God to judge me according to the standard of His word.
从12节开始一直到16节。
But in verses 12 through 16,
我们先看12节，请读。Let's
read from verse 12. For as many as have sinned without law will also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law.
没有律法的犯了罪也不按律法灭亡，但是 啊，在律法以下犯了罪，必按律法受审判。啊，这个是十二节讲的。
Verse 12。
啊，那十三节哈、啊，就在讲良心了、啊。
Then verse 13 talks about our conscience.
啊，我们看十四节。
Verse 14。For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves.
15.
Who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves, their thoughts accusing or else excusing them.
所以十四节讲啊，十五节啊，律法的功用刻在他们心里。
Verse 15 says that the law was written in their hearts.
哦，那这是什么？这就是良心。
And what is that? That is their conscience.
所以是非之心同作见证啊，思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。好，所以有时候我们在看哦，十诫啊，特别是第五诫到第十诫。
If we look at the Ten Commandments, especially after the Fifth Commandment.
哦。你不要读圣经哈、哦，没有信耶稣的人，他也知道什么是对。
Even if you did not read the Bible, you would know that those things are right.
啊，孝敬父母这是对的。
It's right to honor our parents.
啊，不可以杀人，这是对的。
And we should not kill.
不可以犯奸淫，这是对的。
And we should not commit adultery.
啊，不可以偷盗，这是对的。
And it's right we should not steal.
不可以作假见证现在这是对的。
And we should not bear false witness. That's also right.
啊，不可以。贪心，这是对的。
And also to not covet, these are all correct.
哦，所以如果神不用律法审判，神用良心审判，几个人可以得救
？So if God did not judge according to the law, but according to our conscience, then who can be saved?
哦，用良心审判这个标准非常高啊。
And so using the conscience to judge is also a very high standard.
违背良心就是有罪啊。
Anyone who goes against their conscience has sin.
所以这里讲律法的功用啊，其实就是在我们的良心里面显现出来。
So the work, the use of the law is to manifest what is already in our conscience.
所以啊，圣经所要告诉我们的就是，在神的面前，不论是用律法、用良心，没有一个人是义人。
So the Bible is saying that. Before God, whether you look judged by the law or you judge by conscience, no one is righteous.
所以为什么需要福音？
So why do we need the gospel?
没有一个义人。
Because there is none, there are none righteous.
在神的报应的律法之下，一定会有神的愤怒。
And under the law of God, there will be retribution and there will be wrath.
那犹太人呢？
What about the Jews?
我们现在回来看第三章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 3.
第三章的第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
请。
What advantage then has the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision?
第二节。
Verse 2. Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God.
犹太人有什么长处？
What is special about the Jews?
如果我们看第二节啊，犹太人的长处就是神的圣言交托他们。
In verse 2 it says, because to them were committed the oracles of God.
那神的圣言是什么？就旧约圣经。
What are the oracles of God? It is the Old Testament.
就是摩西五经。
The Pentateuch.
这个是智慧的话。
These are the words of, and the words of wisdom.
所以这是犹太人的长处。
And this is the advantage of the Jews.
虽然旧约时代犹太人是神的选民。
And in the Old Testament, the Jews were the chosen people of God.
但是犹太人可以因为他是神的选民就得救吗？
But can the Jews be saved just because they were the chosen people of God?
答案是犹太人也有罪。
The answer is that the Jews also have sin.
所以我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
第三章第九节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin.
所以第九节讲啊，我们已经引圣经证明犹太人跟希腊人外邦人都在罪恶之下。所以第十节没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
And verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
那犹太人有神的律法，为什么他们也有罪？
So if the Jews had the law, then how come they also had sin?
如果我们回到第二章啊，罗马书的第二章。
If we return to Romans 2.
第二章的二十一节。
Verse 21.
好，请。
Romans chapter 2 verse 21, you therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal?
22.
You who say do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples?
23.
You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking the law?
24.
For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written.
所以啊，律法是好的。
So the law is good.
你看十诫没有一条是不好的。
If we look at the Ten Commandments, there is not one that is not good.
没有一个人说我遵守十诫，我生活一大堆问题。
No one says that because I obey the Ten Commandments, my life is a mess.
我们生活会发生问题，常常是因为没有遵守神的诫命。
We often encounter problems in our lives because we do not obey the commandments of God.
但是。虽然犹太人神给他诫命，但是，人有罪性，做不出来。
However, because even though God gave the Jews the law, they had their human nature and their sinful nature, caused them not to be able to obey the law.
所以才圣经才说，律法叫人知罪，律法不能救人。
So the Bible tells us that the law makes known our sin, but the law cannot save us.
我们回来看第三章，罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
第三章的十九节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 19. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God.
二十节。
20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
这个地方讲，凡有血气的，没有一个人能够因行律法在神面前称义。称义就是没有罪了。
To be justified means to be righteous without sin.
难道律法是叫人知罪？
And the law is to make us know sin.
那如果每一个人都有罪？
If all of us have sin,
如果没有一个义人,
and there is not one righteous,
那怎么办?
Then what do we do?
就需要主耶稣的福音了。
We need the salvation, the saving gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣说，有病才用得着医生嘛。
That's why Jesus said, only those who are sick need a physician.
那个病是什么?
What is the sickness?
那个病就是罪。
It is sin.
那医生是谁?
And who is the physician?
就是主耶稣本身。
It is Jesus Christ himself.
所以现在最可怕的不是我们有罪。
So now the most scary thing is not that we have sin.
我们有一个全能的医生。
We have an almighty physician.
他可以赦免我们的罪。
Who can forgive us our sins?
最可怕的是我们不知道自己有罪。
But the more scary thing is if we do not know that we have sin.
我们不知道自己有病。
If we do not know that we have sickness.
或者我们知道有病，我不愿意去找医生。
Or we know we have sickness, but we are unwilling to look for the physician.
那就完了。
Then we are done.
所以如果人知道有罪，来寻找主耶稣，救恩就在那里。
So if we know we have sin, then we can come to Jesus and our salvation is before us.
主耶稣有赦罪的恩典。
The Lord Jesus has the mercy of forgiving our sins.
让我们整个一生从头开始。
So that our entire lives can become renewed.
重新建立跟神的关系。
We can rebuild our relationship with God.
重新回到伊甸园。
We can return to the Garden of Eden.
过一个蒙福的生活。
And live a blessed life.
好，我们来唱诗。